shutdown is set to last for days as Trump digs in, by Cheryl Gay Stolberg and Katie Rogers. As the White House and Democrats remained locked in a standoff over funding for President Trump's border wall, Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, sent his colleagues home for the Christmas holiday on Saturday, virtually ensuring that the government will remain partially shuttered for at least several more days. Mr. McConnell's adjournment of the Senate until Thursday came after a frenzied day of negotiations in Washington and conflicting signals from the White House. Around the country, the partial shutdown, which began at 12:01 a.m. Saturday and affects roughly one-quarter of the federal government, deprived 800,000 workers of their pay and was visible at places like national parks, where sites were unstaffed or, in some cases, closed. Mr. Trump is demanding $5 billion for the big, beautiful wall he promised to build at the southern border. And in a conference call with reporters, administration officials insisted that he would accept nothing less. But even as they spoke, Vice President Mike Pence was on his way to the Capitol to present an offer to the top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, of New York. Those talks, however, appeared to make little headway. Mr. Pence was tight-lipped as he left Mr. Schumer's office. "We're still talking," he said, while a spokesman for Mr. Schumer, Justin Goodman, pronounced the two sides very far apart. Mr. McConnell then announced the Senate's adjournment and left the Capitol to fly home to Kentucky for the holiday. With lawmakers cleared out of Washington and no end to the impasse in sight, some speculated that it would be left to the Democrats to reopen the government when they take over the House next month. In an interview Saturday morning, Representative Nancy Pelosi of California, the Democrats' nominee to be Speaker, vowed that they would do just that. "We have certainty," Ms. Pelosi declared. "We will end this the first week in January." The shutdown that began Saturday was the third of Mr. Trump's 23 months in office and an ignominious end to a year that began much the same way, with a three-day government shutdown in January. The latest breakdown, which hinges almost entirely on the impulses of a mercurial president, only added to the sense that Senator Claire McCaskill, the departing Democrat from Missouri, said in her recent farewell speech, "Something is broken, and if we don't have the strength to look in the mirror and fix it, the American people are going to grow more and more cynical."